Hello, welcome to a very special edition of the Rotten Horror Picture Show. Usually we talk about the 200 best horror movies of all time list given by Rotten Tomatoes, but today, with Amanda out of town, we are playing a very special edition of Horror Movie Trivial Pursuit with two friends of the show. We've got Grim Santo and we've got Listener Kyle. That's how you refer to Kyle, as Listener Kyle.
Speaker Kyle today.
That's true. Speaker Kyle. Thank you guys for joining us. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. I don't know how to do it. Well, I'm going to do with this trivia, but we're going to find out.
That's okay.
Are we using actual trivia, horror Trivial Pursuit?
Yes. I caught it for my birthday.
No, I have the same copy over there. I'm not going to cheat, though. But I do have Horror Trivial Pursuit over there. But trust me, I'm not cheating.
I don't know.
Am I the only one who's not seen the questions?
Apparently. Well, this is a very special July 4th edition, so Grim, sorry to put the entire weight of a country on you, but Kyle is from the UK, so don't let us down, pal.
Mm-hmm. I mean, our expectation is pretty low in America these days, so I'm not too worried about it.
That's true. Okay, so how this is going to go is I'm going to use the number randomizer to pick a number, random number, and then you each are going to guess that number to determine who goes first. The person who gets closest without going over goes first, okay?
All right.
Then the way the game works is I'm going to roll a die, and then based on the color that comes up on the die that I'll see, and you guys can't see, unfortunately, I'll pick a card with a question on it. If you get the question right, you win the card. You keep going until you miss a question. Six cards wins a round, and since we're in the middle of Wimbledon, we're going to do this Wimbledon rules. We're going to do best 3 out of 5 rounds, but you got to win by 2.
All right.
If you get 6 questions right in a row, the opponent gets the chance to match that. And if there's a 6-6 tie, then we go to a sudden death 1-7. Does that all kind of make sense?
Yeah, it makes enough sense to me at the moment.
Yeah.
I'll probably have questions later.
Okay. I will try to answer them.
I have no idea how tennis works.
Oh, man. Okay.
Sports ball.
Yeah, all your expertise ends at the sexual proclivities of the Enterprise cast.
No.
That's exactly right, yes.
All right. Going to use the number randomizer. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. To pick a number, I have picked that number. Grim, what is your guess?
6.
6. Kyle, what is your guess?
4.
The number was 150, so Grim wins.
We're like way, way down in that number.
Okay, here we go. First question.
Wait, who do I win? I won, right?
You won, yeah. So Grim goes first. We got a purple question here. Okay.
All right.
In Nosferatu 1922, what is the name of the sinister vampire of the film?
Shit. I just saw that film recently, too. Is it Nosferatu? Is that not his name?
Technically, no.
I have no idea.
Okay, so we're going to put that in the back, and then Kyle, it's your turn. Okay. I'm wondering, should we do, like, Chance to Steal, or should we just do it?
Yeah, do a Chance to Steal.
Okay,
why
sure.
Not?
Yeah.
Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Same question.
It's what is the name? Count Orlok.
Orlok. It is Orlok. I should have known.
Correct.
I watched that Bad Monsters movie, and he was in that.
Was he really?
Yeah. Don't see that movie. The movie's terrible.
Okay. All right, 1-0. First round, Kyle.
You're doing well already.
Okay. So this question automatically goes to Kyle then, since he got that one right.
Okay.
Let's see. Orange. What type of animal is Black Phillip in The Witch?
Ooh, he's a goat.
He is a goat.
That's 2. Okay, green. What is the country of origin of the titular bird in The Bird with the Crystal Plumage? If you don't get this one, I'm going to be very upset because you and I both have of a mutually destructive giallo love, I think.
Yeah, that's correct. But what country is the bird originally from rather than where it lives in the film?
Yes, and I won't be that mad if you don't get this because I definitely would not get this.
Man, it's tough.
I think it's from Morocco.
Unfortunately, the answer is Serbia, as everybody knows.
Ooh. Of course. Oh, yeah. Did you know?
All right, Grim. This one's for you.
All right.
I should have offered you the chance to steal that, but I assume you weren't going to get that. Sorry.
I would have not gotten it. But.
Okay.
So don't feel too bad on it.
I'm making this up as I go, guys. Yellow, in Happy Death Day 2017, what poison dessert does Lori try to give Teresa Geldman?
A cupcake.
Ooh, you are correct.
I love that movie.
Okay, green. In A Tale of Two Sisters, what is the relationship between Yun Ju and Su Mi?
Oh, it's me. Cousins?
Incorrect. Kyle, would you like the chance to steal?
Yes. I did watch the film when you covered it on the podcast. And I can't remember who's who, but I know there's a relationship between a stepmom and a stepdaughter. So I'm going to say that.
You are correct.
Oof.
Okay, we have Kyle leading 3-1 in the first round here.
Not looking so good for USA.
Okay, let's see. In Teeth, 2007, what possession does Don O'Keefe throw off a cliff?
Is that me?
Kyle.
Yes. That's you.
Possession. A toothbrush.
Unfortunately, no. Grim, would you like the chance to steal?
Diary.
No, it is a purity ring.
Oh, yeah, that's what that movie's about, isn't it? Yeah, kind of, sort of.
I've never seen it. It's one of those ones that I heard about at the time, and I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. I just never got around to it.
You know what's funny? I just imagined the poster, because the poster is very visceral.
That's true, it is.
Right? But I've never actually seen it either.
Okay. Grim, this one's for you.
All right.
In Deep Red... Oh, sorry, Kyle. Protagonist Marcus Daly is a pianist specializing in what musical genre?
Oh, shit. What is it? I just saw Deep Red like a couple of years ago. Is it classical?
It is not classical.
It's jazz.
Kyle.
Go ahead, steal it.
It is jazz.
All I can think about is the puppet. That's just random puppet. And the weird, like,
you know,
heavy metal music.
It's really... The puppet is... one of those really unique elements of horror movies where it really makes no sense, but you can't forget it. It's the most unforgettable part of that movie.
100%. Well, that and the weird heavy metal music that pops up in all Jallo movies for no reason.
Oh, yeah. The reason is because it's awesome.
Oh, true that. True that.
Okay, Kyle. In The Innkeepers... how many rooms on the second floor of the hotel are still in use?
The only thing I remember about this movie is the ghost in the final frame, which I still have never been able to make out.
No, it's there.
I don't believe
Trust
you. I'm just going to say one.
Grim, chance to steal.
I'm going
to
go with two.
Ah, the answer is four.
God damn it.
Okay.
It means we need to watch more horror movies, clearly, because we don't watch enough of them.
What was the... Grim, this one's for you. What was the name of the clipper ship destroyed in the 1880s in John Carpenter's The Fog?
Oof. Damn. Man, I do not know. Go steal it.
Kyle, chance to steal.
No, I don't know either.
That is an interesting thing that I would never think to hold in my memory.
Yeah, Amanda's going to be very mad at both of you. It's the Elizabeth Dane.
Oh, it definitely got nowhere close to anything.
All right, so this is Grim again. In Army of Darkness, the incantation Ash has trouble reciting properly was a reference to what classic sci-fi film?
What's in that movie? It's not This Island Earth. Is it This Island Earth?
Is that your official answer?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Kyle, would you like to steal?
I would. I think it's Klaatu Barata Nikto, and it's from The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
That is true.
We've got 5-1 in the first round here. It's not looking good for the colonists.
I know. Sorry. I'm sure people listening to it are going crazy for all the answers we're getting wrong, too. Why don't they know?
30 Days of Night, 2007, is set in what American state?
Ooh, I know that one.
Alaska?
It is Alaska.
Yeah, that's correct. That's also a really good movie.
That is, first round goes to Kyle.
Yay! Wow.
Thank you. That's how tennis works, then.
Sort of. Depends on how you're playing it, but it's how it works for our purposes here.
Sure.
So, guys, what are your backgrounds with horror movies? Grim, I know you're a lifelong Ghostbusters fan, correct?
I am. That is correct.
You have many Ghostbusters props, and have you built any yourself?
No, I have not, but I do have a screen replica one before the Spangler pack came out. So I have full-fledged one.
One of those, like, the ones that, like, Quantum Mechanics made that were, like, super expensive?
No, it was custom made. It was, like, when everybody was doing their own, like, custom, like, resin
kits.
Oh.
That's cool. I was at Fan Expo Denver a couple months ago, or last month, and they had a huge Ghostbusters setup, and they had a full-size replica of the containment unit.
Ooh.
And they also had this cool thing where they had a Slimer, like full-size Slimer puppet that was sort of like animatronic. Its arms moved.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
And they had it connected to, they had a light-up stream of lights wrapped around it connected to one of the proton throwers. And you could take a picture, like blasting Slimer, basically.
That was amazing. They had something similar to that at Horror Nights 2 years ago when they did Frozen Empire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
They had the entire facade of the house, the firehouse.
Oh, yeah.
And it had a Graka on stilts in the front of it.
That's pretty cool. Do you have a favorite horror movie?
Favorite horror? Is Ghostbusters considered a horror movie?
I suppose. I guess depending on how you want to look at it. Horror comedy.
Let me think about that. I feel like there's a lot of like things on that list of like that I like fluctuate through. I got my love from like Ghostbusters because of me, but my mother basically still watches horror movies, so she kind of would put on those like B movies that you would like rent because the cover was really cool. And rule of thumb, if the cover's really cool, the movie's gonna suck balls. So the
movie's really bad. Yeah.
You're like, the better the cover, you're like, oh, this is gonna be completely crazy. But yeah, so then now I have actually a horror based cookie company now called Grim Delights.
Oh, that's excellent.
Out of Long Island. So we make we I don't want to plug myself, but you did ask.
No, please do. Please do.
I work with a guy called Grindhouse. He makes coffee, hence Grind. He's trying to do a cult theater, like slash coffee shop.
Oh, cool.
So right now he does pop-ups. So he'll rent like we watched that opera. Is that the Jalo movie called Opera? Am I imagining things?
Yep, that's Dario Gento.
Yes, we watched that movie before, and like we made a treat like based on that movie as well.
That's cool. Man, that's like my dream. Grindhouse theater / coffee bar.
Right? Like it's such a great idea. And he's got this deep knowledge of like just grindhouse movies and horror movies in general.
Let me know if he ever wants to franchise further up the Northeast, because I would open one of those tomorrow.
100%. Like we watched like random things. Like we watched the Iron Man, Tesoro, I think it's called, the Iron Man. You ever seen that movie?
Oh, sure, yes. Takashi Miike.
I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, Kyle, but it's like a fever dream. It's like a Nine Inch Nails movie, but Japanese, and like an hour and a half long.
I'll say
it. It goes some places. And then they show... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask Kyle, what's your history with horror movies? You seem to be a deep diver, similar to me.
I am. I want to say first that I have still never seen Ghostbusters.
Say what now?
Thanks for listening. That's going to do it for us on the Rotten Horror Picture Show.
You got to watch Ghostbusters, man.
Yeah, I know. I only watched Back to the Future for the first time a couple of months ago.
Okay, how did you like Back to the Future?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay, maybe don't watch Ghostbusters. You might be too young. Well, you're considerably younger than both of us, I think.
Maybe not considerably.
You don't know how old I am.
So what sent you down the Giallo route, Kyle? Was it just listening to me obsessively talk about them, or did something else drive you?
No, it was. I had never seen any before until you did Deep Red on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I always try and watch along and make sure I see the film before I listen to the podcast. And I loved it. It instantly became one of my favorite films. And I just spread out from there through all of Argento and then Giallo and then wider Italian horror. And, that's happened a few times on the podcast, but Giallo is certainly the one that I've stuck to and the obsession hasn't disappeared yet.
Do you have Deep Red is obviously favorite. Do you have another one, maybe one that's kind of off the beaten path that you really enjoy?
I really like Mario Bava, I guess. I mean, mm-hmm. Argento is still my favorite, but the more you spread out and watch, I also like Ercole, who did Death Walks on High Heels and Death Walks at Midnight. Yeah. I always get which of those films or which confused based on the title, but the one with the guy with the bright blue eyes who kills the woman on the train in the first scene, I think that one's Midnight. That one's fantastic. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. One of my favorites that we haven't done on the show yet that I'd like to do eventually is The Red Queen Kills Seven Times. Have you seen that one?
I have, yes, when I first started getting into it, yeah.
That's a hell of a a hell of a title, man.
that's half the fun of these movies is most of them just have titles that are full sentences that barely make sense.
Have you seen Malignant?
Yes.
Kyle, have you seen Malignant?
I have not. No.
I think you should watch it because it's James Wan's version of a Giallo movie. It's basically what it is.
Having seen it, I could say I don't know if I've ever seen a Giallo quite like Malignant.
Right, but I feel like it's like his version, because I watched it seriously, and I'm like, this is like dog crap. But then I'm like, oh, it's just a Giallo movie, just like American like aesthetic to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's out there. It's definitely worth a watch.
Because James Wan, like, you can say what you want. He does have a good visual style.
That's even true. He definitely
does. Even if his movie's dog shit, like, there will be something interesting to see in it.
And I do want to take the time to officially go on record and say that, Kyle, regarding the title of this podcast, The Rotten Horror Picture Show, Kyle was there when I came up with the name.
Nice.
Okay. I am the co-creator of the podcast. I think that's fair to say.
In a very non-legally binding way, he did recommend that as the name of the show, and we are all gratefully indebted to him.
Yes, you are.
It's a good name. You are.
Okay. Round
to answer what my favorite horror movie of all time.
Oh yes,
probably be Alien.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very soft. That's one. You know. That's one of those ones that I feel like people can get in arguments over whether or not it's a horror movie or a sci-fi, and I say, hey, why not both?
For Alien, I think it's one of those rare movies where it's like, it still looks contemporary, even though it was made like in the 70s. Like it has a timeless feel. Not a lot of movies, like you see Aliens, and that's clearly made like late 90s, early 2000s, right? Like
late 80s, but
you know what I mean. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally. That's, I guess it helps when you set it in space and have no lights on.
That works too.
Okay, going into round two here. I guess we should probably do another random number, huh? See who goes first. Okay. Beep boop boop beep boop beep boop beep boop. All right, Grim.
All right.
I should say this time it's a random number between 1 and 200, which is how I do it for the show usually.
Let's go 60 then.
60. Okay, Kyle.
132.
This time the number was 28.
Yes.
So I guess I said closest without going over, but you won't. Both went over, so grim. First question is
At least I'm winning the numbers, right? That's moral victory, yay.
Well, this is ironic. What was the name of the actor that played the vampire at the center of Nosferatu 1922?
Oh my God, I have no idea. Go ahead, Kyle, you know this guy?
I do. It's a name shared by Christopher Walken's character in Batman Returns. It's Max Schreck.
Is that
why he's named Max Schreck?
Yeah.
I have to
imagine,
right?
I feel like it's such a specific name. I can't imagine him just like, oh.
Okay, let's see. Kyle, next question. What horror legend played Samson Dunstan in the opening scene of Hatchet from 2006?
I have no idea. I would guess Bruce Campbell.
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
And can you repeat the question, please?
What horror legend played Samson Dunstan in the opening scene of Hatchet 2006?
Horror legend that I can think of. Oh, no. Not Kane Hodder, right?
I'm sorry, it is not Kane Hodder. But if you had taken a lateral step to your left, you might have gotten it. It is Robert Englund.
Oh, I thought... You know what? I thought about saying that, and I was just like, no, it can't be Robert Englund. I was incorrect.
It can be, because he will do literally anything.
That is true.
Oh, shit. Sorry, dropped my keyboard. Okay, Kyle. In the Hellraiser series, in what world war was the former human self of Pinhead a British Army captain?
You have two world wars. You got a 50-50 chance.
50-50 shot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some trenches in a flashback, so I'm going to say World War One.
You are correct. Okay, let's see.
I actually knew that one, too. Damn it.
Who directed The House on Sorority Row, as well as episodes of Lizzie McGuire and Even Stevens?
Oh, man.
Good luck.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I've got no idea.
Grim.
I have no idea either.
Mark Ronson. How could anybody forget?
That's a hell of a discography.
Mark Ronson.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he's my favorite director.
Okay, so this one goes to you, Grim. What actor from The Office portrayed one of the teenage protagonists in House of 1,000 Corpses?
Oh, Rainn Wilson.
That is correct.
I recently saw that movie like maybe a couple months ago. I'm like, is that Rainn Wilson?
It sure was.
And what's his name? The guy from Midnight. Chris...
Oh, Chris Hardwick, yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing him in that and going, is that Chris Hardwick? Is that the guy from Singled Out?
You know what? I love the first half of that movie, and then it turns to shit. Pretty fast.
I only saw it the one time. I actually, years ago, because, you know, there was a big legal problem getting that movie to come out at all. I actually went to see Ozzy Osbourne, and Rob Zombie opened for him and played, I think, whatever the song he wrote for the movie was. But he had clips of the movie playing behind on like the screen, and this was probably like 2 years before the movie actually came out. And from what I remember, he went on a pretty long-winded rant about why it was so annoying that the movie hadn't come out yet. Surprisingly good show. I wouldn't call myself a Rob Zombie fan, but the show is pretty.
No, solid. I heard he's a good entertainer. He's an iffy director, but he's a good entertainer.
Yes, I would agree with that. Okay, Grim, we got another one for you. Man. Nosferatu 1922 was originally released in what audio format? A silent or a sound horror film?
Silent.
That is correct. Okay, we got a 2-2 tie going here.
At least I knew that, right?
What is the name of the entity communicating with the youngest Freeling child in Poltergeist.
It's not Mr. Howdy, is it? Oh, Captain Howdy. Captain Howdy? Something with a captain.
It is not. It is not Captain Howdy. Kyle, would you like the chance to steal?
I don't know it, no.
Have you never seen Exorcist? Have you never seen Exorcist before?
I've seen
That's
it.
Exorcist.
Yeah.
This is Poltergeist.
Oh, what is the... Yeah, what is it? Well, I know...
It is The Beast.
The Beat?
The Beast.
Oh, The Beast.
I wouldn't have got that.
Oh, yeah.
Generic.
Do they name it in the movie?
I honestly... Great question. Have no
maybe
idea.
Maybe she's...
That feels like one that maybe you can find on Wikipedia, but maybe not in the actual
Right,
movie.
Or maybe she says it like in a passing when she's like, The Beast, or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, Graham, this one's for you. Another Rob Zombie question. At the end of Devil's Rejects 2005, name the three characters that escape capture by the police.
I don't know any of those characters. I pass it to you, Kyle.
I have no idea either.
We've got Otis, Baby, and Spaulding.
I know one of them is Rob Zombie's hot wife. You know she's hot? He thinks he's really hot.
Yeah, you don't say.
I know it'd be shocking to know that he thinks his wife is really hot.
Okay. What is the profession of Mitch Brenner in The Birds, 1968? Grim, this one's for you.
What is his profession? Shit, I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie. I don't think I've seen that movie in like since I was a kid. I don't know.
Kyle?
No, I don't know. Is he a writer?
He is a lawyer.
How close, right? You got pen, use pens.
Okay, back to you, Grim. Let's see, orange here. Who directed Crimson Peak 2015?
Oh, what's his name? Del Toro? What's not Del Toro? What is his name? Del Toro, right?
It's not John Turturro. It is Guillermo del Toro, Turturro, yeah. You are correct.
I always guess his first name wrong for some weird reason. I'm not sure why.
You know, I've always wondered that in Jeopardy, because, like, if you just say the last name, they give it to you, but what if you think his name is, like...
John Turturro, something like that?
Yeah, Francis Del Toro. Well, it's a good thing I didn't say
it's
Francis.
Bill Turturro. You don't know that guy? He makes tons of movies.
Okay, Grim, still going with you. You have a 3-2 lead currently. In Annabelle Creation...
Oh, Lord.
What is the name of the character that assembles Annabelle at the beginning of the film?
Oh, man. I don't think I've ever seen it. I gave it up by Annabelle after the first one. I have no idea. I've never seen it. I don't know. The doll create, the doll maker? I don't know.
Kyle?
I have no idea either.
We don't have any Annabelle heads here? How could you forget Samuel Mullins?
Oh, yeah. Samuel, I should have got... No. Annabelle is one of the weirdest series for me because, like, Annabelle doesn't do anything as a thing. She's just, like, there.
Yeah. I have not dipped into the Annabelle movies myself. I don't know if it's really worth my time.
No.
Okay. Grim, back to you here. Name the director of the first two Hostel films who also appeared as an actor in Quentin Tarantino films.
Eli Roth.
Eli Roth is correct. He played the bat-wielding Donnie Donowitz in Inglourious Basterds.
Yes, he also directed Cabin Fever.
He did. He did. It's the only movie of his that I have liked.
Yeah, Hostel's a thing. I do kind of like the ending Hostel one, I think. Was it Hostel 2?
I don't remember it. What turned me off about that movie is that he had the audacity to use a song from The Wicker Man in it, and I was like, come on.
Like, no, you can't. There's a certain rules you can't break, man.
Okay. Grim, we're still with you here. You're on a roll.
All right.
In what 1997 film does one of the criminals rewind the... Hold on a second. Oh, I see. Okay. In what 1997 film does one of the criminals rewind the film itself to prevent the death of his partner?
Whoa.
It's kind of a weirdly weird
question. I get what they're trying to say. It is kind of really written. I have no idea. I feel like I should know that, though.
Pretty sure that happens in Spaceballs.
It does. They don't rewind in Spaceballs. They actually fast forward in Spaceballs.
Oh, that's true.
The answer to this is Funny Games.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie. I don't think I've seen it. Have I seen
it? It's pretty wild. It's one of the most like nihilistic movies I've seen in a while.
I got to put that on the list. It sounds like a good time. A nihilistic good time.
Okay. Still with you, Grim. What Pirates of the Caribbean actor appeared in A Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984?
I'm seeing Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is correct. Ooh,
that's like an easy one.
Going on a run here.
Why did I think so hard about that? So I'm like, wait, what actor? Robert Englund. I don't know. I'm just kidding. He's in the background.
Ooh, this is interesting. The Final Destination is what number film in the Final Destination series?
The Final Destination. I just watched all the Final Destination movies. Let's see. There's Final Destination 3. Hold on. Let me see. 3. I want to say 5.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
It's 4.
Kyle.
4. Yeah,
it is 4.
Right, that's NASCAR, right? That was
that's the NASCAR one, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because
the worst one.
Yes, yeah, it's terrible.
Awful.
Because it's airline, highway. That's how I remember them. Roller coaster, yep. NASCAR, suspension bridge, and then Space Needle.
Yeah, Space Needle. Yeah.
I should have gotten that one.
Okay, this is a layup. In Jaws 1975, what famous line does Police Chief Brody say to Quint upon first seeing the shark?
Well, I might misquote it now because it's either we're going to need a bigger boat or you're going to need a bigger boat. And I feel like people get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's actually you're going to need a bigger boat.
You are correct, my friend.
I would say give it to him either way. Even if he got it misquoted.
Jeopardy would have given you, would have not counted it if you said we're, but this is Trivial Pursuit and we don't give a shit.
That's right. We're punk rock here. Let's go.
5-4. We got a nail biter here. Yellow. What actor from The Magnificent Seven, 1960, played the henchman of the principal character played by Vincent Price in House of Wax?
Oh, wow.
Wow. I watched this, and I don't remember. I don't even know silence, the cast of that film.
It's a silent role.
I don't need to know either.
It's a silent role in House of Wax.
No, I can't remember.
You're looking for the actor's name?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Charles Bronson.
Oh, get out of here, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so since this is Wimbledon rules... Wait, no. Okay, we haven't gotten to that point yet, but we're close.
Is it Wii Tennis rules?
Okay.
I know those rules.
This is Kyle's again, right? Because you both got that one wrong. Okay.
Is that how that works? I don't know. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Let's go. Who was the author of the novel that Jaws adapts?
Oh, man.
Oh, it's Peter Benchley.
That is correct. We are at a 5-5 tie right now. So, since we're going by tennis rules...
You got to win by 2, right? Is that how
Gotta win by 2. So, if you get the next one, if you get to 6... okay, well, we'll play it as it comes. Okay. Okay. What is the name of the pub that protagonist David Kessler visits at the start of An American Werewolf in London?
Oh, Slaughtered Lamb.
The Slaughtered Lamb is correct. Yeah.
It's also a name of a pub in, well, a bar in New York City.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Where is it, Manhattan?
It's downtown. Yeah. It's Manhattan. It was they had Slaughtered Lamb, and they had the animatronic one uptown. I forget what the name of that one is called.
There was one that I had gone to a couple times when I lived in New York called Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, same people. They own the one.
Oh, it's
that's
the
downtown.
Same people. Jekyll and Hyde at the time was over like in like the West 4th Street area. I thought it was super cool, and then I took somebody else there, and they were like, "This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen."
Come on, it's animatronics, man. It's cool.
Okay, Kyle, mm-hmm. This is for the win here for this round.
Okay.
What 1960 Italian film was an adaptation of the short story The Vige by Nikolai Gogol?
1960 Italian. This is going to annoy me.
Only if you get it wrong.
No, pass.
Grim?
I have no idea either.
Black Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's see. What is this? Is back to Kyle. What is the name of the haunted house in The Haunting, 1963?
Don't know.
Grim?
Neither. I don't know either.
Recently readapted by Mike Flanagan, it is Hill House.
Oh, was it Hill House? It was a lot less trauma in the original, though.
Okay, let's see. This is back to Kyle. Who directed the Grindhouse fake trailer for Werewolf Women of the SS?
That's not the Edgar Wright one, so I'm going to guess Eli Roth.
Grim, would you like to steal?
Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
Yes.
So.
I love that. Nope. Okay. I love that trailer from Edgar Wright. Nope. Was it called, right?
Don't.
Don't. Yeah.
Don't. Okay. So we are at a 6-6 tie. So what happens now is Grim. I forgot the rules. this is the same way that tennis gets confusing. Okay.
Oh, I have to win by two because after like.
Okay, so we're at a 6-6 tie. So we are going to do back and forth, sudden death. First to seven wins the round.
All right.
Okay. So you keep going till you lose, like always. But you got to get to seven to win. Basically, just doing a whole other round.
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Grim.
Yo.
What is the name of the comic relief character that is the housekeeper of Dr. Frankenstein in The Bride of Frankenstein?
Igor?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Kyle, would you like to steal?
It's the older woman, but I can't remember her name.
Okay, I know how I'm going to do this now. Okay. Grim got that one wrong. So if you get it wrong, I'm going to go to Kyle with a new question, okay?
All right.
What actor appeared in both The Invisible Man, 1933, and The Wolfman, 1941? Kyle.
Claude Rains.
Claude Rains is correct. Got one for Kyle.
All right.
Kyle. What is the name of the criminal who becomes Chucky in the Child's Play series?
I think it's Charles something. I don't know.
That is true. It is Charles something.
Yeah, get it to him. Just give it to him. It's fine.
Okay, I'll give
Charles,
it.
Wait, it's like because Charles Lee Ray, but like
it's. Oh well, then you get the question.
I mean, he got Charles.
Okay, Grim. Oh wait, no, I gave it to Kyle. So now
he gave it to Kyle.
In Jaws, what is the name of the ship that sunk during World War II and of which Quint is a survivor?
The Indianapolis.
That is true. What root does Minnie Castevet claim causes the odor of the pendant she gives Rosemary in Rosemary's Baby?
Oh, I read the book, and I can't remember what it's called. It begins with T. It's like tannin or something.
Close. It is tannus root. Grim. Yeah. What is the name of the surrealist painter who designed the titular creature in Alien?
Oh, Geiger. H.R. Geiger.
H.R. Geiger. H.R. Geiger.
Just in case I need the entire thing.
Who directed Cloverfield 2008?
Oh, fuck. That's, shit. Cloverfield is, oh, man. It's like at the tip of my tongue. I know who directed that shit, too.
Recently directed another movie a couple years ago.
Yeah.
With a bat-shaped figure at the center of it.
Oh, yeah. Is it? I don't. I can't think of his name. Go ahead, Kyle. Take it. Oh, I just get it wrong, right? Is it wrong?
I just get it wrong. It is Matt Reeves. Kyle, what actor voiced Chucky in the Child's Play series?
Brad Dourif.
That is correct.
He also does that amazing Betazoid character on Voyager.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he's really good at playing distressed and homicidal.
100%. He sells it very well.
So just to save us all some headache, we're going to go first to five here instead of seven.
All right.
Kyle, In The Omen, what is the shape of the birthmark possessed by the Antichrist?
I have not seen this. I'm going to guess Jackal.
That is incorrect. It is 3 6s.
Yeah, 666.
Grim, who directed Eraserhead?
David Lynch.
That is true. The Ring 2002 is a remake of a film from what country?
Japan.
China, Korea, or Japan? Japan is correct. I thought the question was going to be The Ring is a remake of what film?
It could be tricky if you don't necessarily think about it.
That's true. I guess it depends if you want to go English or Japanese.
You could have worded a question around the fact that the director of the original Ringu directed Ring 2. That'd have been a more interesting
question.
That's
true. Okay. That's interesting. In Reanimator, reanimation is made possible by which of the following? Injection, electricity, magic, or artificial intelligence?
Injection.
That's true. Okay, we are tied at 4-4 here.
The nail biter.
In Fright Night, what is the name of the former film star that Charlie... there we go. Okay, first to five. Grimm wins round
Yay!
Two.
USA. USA, sorry.
So, originally, I was thinking we would do this... my first thought was full tennis, where we would do best three out of five, but I'm going to say let's do best two out of three, just to save everybody some time here, because we've been talking for 45 minutes.
That's true. We got 12 minutes left to this call, according to my thing there, too.
Oh, no.
It says 12 minutes to this call ends.
Yeah, mine says that, too.
Oh, boy. Well, if that happens, hopefully we can figure something out.
You can just call us back. That's fine.
Too. I'll just call you back, okay, randomizer. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. Okay, Kyle, what number do you guess?
It was 1 out of 500.
99.
99, he said.
99.
Okay.
It was Grim? 1 out of what again?
1 out of 200.
200. I'm going to go 150.
The answer is 88. Yeah. So I guess Grim wins that because he didn't go over. So, sorry, Kyle. Okay. Let's see here. Maniac 1980 is set in what East Coast American city?
Maniac. New York?
New York is correct.
That's like a local favorite movie. I think it's supposed to be because it's supposed to be based on Crosby, if I remember correctly.
Oh, Crosby. Yeah.
Yeah. And like Staten Island.
Yeah, that's a wild movie. We should do that sometime.
That movie's great. That theme song used to scare the crap out of me as a kid.
Okay. In Signs, excuse me, what is the term for the geometric shapes the Hess family find in the fields of their farm?
Crop circles?
Crop circles is correct.
I was thinking, in my brain, the answer was going to be Swing Away. For some reason, that's the only part I remember that movie really well.
It's really one of three possible Signs question answers, which is crop circles, Swing Away, or water.
That is true. The water part messes with me so badly. I'm like, oh my God, really? It's water?
In The Bird with the Crystal Plumage, protagonist Sam Dalmas is a struggling writer from what country?
The UK?
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Kyle, would you like to steal?
He's an American.
He is an American.
I should have said that. I should have.
Okay, Kyle. What was Army of Darkness originally going to be titled?
Is it Medieval Dead?
It is the Medieval Dead.
I kind of wish they kept that title.
Which is, I know, it's a much better title.
At least better title, yeah.
Kyle, what actor played Detective Donald Kimball in American Psycho?
Willem Dafoe.
That is true. Willem Dafoe. Kyle, on a roll here. What is the name of the hunchbacked assistant of Dr. Frankenstein in Frankenstein 1931?
I always want to say Igor, but I don't think that's the name in that film. I'll say Igor.
It is not Igor. Grim, would you like to steal?
Is it not Igor? Then where did Igor come from?
Igor doesn't show up until Son of Frankenstein a few movies later.
Okay, okay. I don't know.
It is Fritz.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Kyle, let's see what we got here. In Videodrome, what organ is the malignant tumor developed by people who view the broadcast?
Doesn't it come out of your stomach?
This is a weird question because I don't know if they ever really,
They don't think they tell you what organ.
This says brain.
I would say brain. That's what I was going to answer because it seemed like the most obvious choice for it. But I don't know if they necessarily specify.
Sorry. I didn't give you a chance to steal there, Grim. I guess I'll give you that one.
Right.
Grim. What is the ancient Egyptian name of the titular character in The Mummy from 1932?
Imhotep
is
correct.
Why
do I remember that? I have no idea.
That should be the title of my autobiography.
Why do I remember that?
Okay. Grim, in Dead Alive, 1992, what two animals make up the hybrid creature that first spreads the zombie plague?
Is it a monkey rat?
It is a rat and a monkey.
Yeah, monkey rat.
That's five. Okay.
I recently saw that movie, too.
That's a great movie. I don't know. It must be legal trouble or something, but I don't think they've ever released it in Blu-ray or 4K or anything in America.
I don't think so. It's funny because I watched that for the first time with my wife, and the one thing that she grossed her out was the soup scene. The rest of the movie she was fine with, but the soup scene is what really grossed her out.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
It is pretty nasty.
Okay, this is to win. In Drag Me to Hell, what kind of debt does the protagonist Christine Brown deny Mrs. Ganoush an extension?
She was losing her house, so it was a loan. She wanted a loan for her house, I believe, right?
Judges.
I don't know. You're the judge, so
I know. I'm buying time. I'm gonna allow it because the answer is mortgage payment.
Okay, so I guess yeah. Hey, if you allow it, I win. So yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. Now, just to make it interesting.
Bonus Kyle. Question.
Kyle, I'm gonna give you a chance to catch up.
Okay.
Go till you miss, and if you miss, game's over. Once again, America wins.
America, fuck yeah.
Okay. In Fright Night, which character is turned into a vampire? Charlie Brewster, Judy Brewster, Evil Ed, or Detective Lennox?
Evil Ed.
Evil Ed is correct. What actor that played one of the victims in Maniac 1980 was also the special effects artist on Dawn of the Dead?
I would guess Greg Nicotero.
Ooh, I'm so sorry. Tom Savini. Tom Savini. Grimm?
Yes.
You are the horror trivia champion.
I won! Yeah!
Do you guys have any movies coming out soon that you're looking forward to? Any horror movies?
Evil Dead Burn. I'm ready to see what they're doing with that, because they're like, it's so interesting that movie is taking two paths at this point, where you have like the Bruce Campbell haha, and you're like sadistic demon violence movies.
Yeah, they're really just cranking them out now too. I don't really know how to feel about it, because it's kind of like turning into Star Wars, where we didn't get one for 30 years, and now we're getting like five in the span of like a year and a half or something.
What's the next one called? Like Evil Dead. This is Burn.
Evil Dead Wrath.
Yeah,
I
Wrath.
Think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle, what about you? Anything coming out that you're looking forward to?
Honestly, I don't know what's coming out. I'm still catching up. I only saw Backrooms yesterday.
Ooh.
I liked.
Did you see Obsession?
I have not seen that yet, no.
It's really
I saw it's on Amazon now to rent, so I think.
Yeah, I went to see Obsession last week. I thought it was really good.
Somebody described it as like tension for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's interesting because like, it's kind of a real rebuke of a lot of modern big budget movies, because the guy who made it for $850,000, less than $1 million. And the story itself is not anything new. It's like probably been five different episodes of The Twilight Zone, but have been more or less the same story. But it's a good story told well, and that's all you need, you know?
I also found out that a lot of those shots in the car and stuff were all done on a screen. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, you know how they do the, you know, you've seen the Mandalorian behind the scenes, but he had that big.
Volume.
Yeah, all those shots are done in that style. That's how they were able to keep the budget down.
Really?
Yeah, I'll put the video in the channel. You'll see. I'm like,
please do.
Like, it's amazing the amount of work. Even the back rooms too. Like, they built the physical sets for a lot of the back rooms. It's like crazy, the amount of like effort that these new filmmakers are bringing to the game.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. I would like to see that. So, as we wrap up here, I want to thank you guys again. Grim, would you want to plug the name of your baking company again?
Oh, yeah, so it's Grim Delights. You can find us at grimdelights.shop if you want to buy some cookies. We ship around the country. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my boy Vinny, who also does Grindhouse out of Long Island. If you see one of his vents, you can check it out. It'd be a great time.
Awesome. Kyle, do you have anything to plug, Parliament or something?
No, I guess I'll plug this podcast, considering I'm the co-creator.
Thank you. And since I didn't establish any stakes previously, Grim, you have won the honor of choosing our next wild card movie.
Ooh, so exciting!
If you don't have one off the top of your head, then you can shoot me a message and we'll put it in there.
I'll definitely get one that's really, really strange.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back to our regular show with The Omen in a couple weeks. Enjoy the 4th. Enjoy Wimbledon. And that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. There it is.
See ya. Bye.